Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll look into a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with a call today by a group of U.S. senators for the Congress and the White House to act to stop Wall Street speculators from driving up the price of gas. Senator Bernie Sanders will fill us in on what he and his colleagues are calling for, while the rest of the Congress, the White House, and the press remain silent on this issue while blaming everything else but Wall Street for the pain at the pump. Then we will speak with Alec McGillis, who is the New Republic's chief correspondent for the 2012 campaign. He wrote the cover story in the New Republic's April issue, The Big Split, Why the Hedge Fund World Loved Obama in 2008 and Viscerally Despises Him Today. We will discuss why Wall Street is funding Obama's opposition and the extent to which they are manipulating the economy to hurt his re-election chances. Then we'll go to Paris and speak with François Dalacon, who is the foreign correspondent with the French daily newspaper La Croix. He is the paper's former foreign news editor and has covered the Middle East extensively. We will look into the police standoff in Toulouse, France, where Mohamed Merah, wanted for the murder of three French paratroopers, a rabbi, and three Jewish children, is holed up under siege. We will examine what is known about this suspected assassination and how much his claim to be with Al-Qaeda is credible. Then finally, we'll be joined by the head of the Association of Prosecuting Attorneys, David Lebain, who will try to find out more about Florida's Stand Your Ground law and similar laws that 32 other states have adopted. We'll look into how it is shielding the killer of a 17-year-old boy who has not been prosecuted for what is becoming increasingly apparent was a cold-blooded murder fueled by racism and delusions of a wannabe cop. And joining us now is Senator Bernie Sanders, who was elected to the United States Senate in 2006, representing Vermont after having served 16 years in the House of Representatives. He is the longest serving independent member of Congress in American history. And today he and Senators Richard Blumenthal, Ben Cardin, Al Franken, and Amy Klobuchar held a press conference calling for an end to the Wall Street speculation driving up the price of gas. Welcome to Background Briefing, Senator Sanders.
Good to be with you.
And the message that you've been getting out for some time, actually, for months now you've been talking about this. I've spoken to Michael Greenberger, who was the former head of trading and markets at the Commodities Futures Trading Association, some months ago about the rising price of gas. Fidel Geit, considered one of the leading experts on oil and gas markets, he says that 30% of the price at the pump is due to Wall Street speculation. Why this resistance? I know you've been rattling the bell here, but what explains the resistance in the press for seeing the obvious?
Well, that's a good question. And I think certainly here in the Congress, it has a lot to do with the power of our good friends on Wall Street. You know, we are in the midst of this horrible recession right now because of the greed and illegal behavior of Wall Street. And these guys don't stop. They don't stop. And what's going on right now is, despite the fact that the supply of oil today is higher than it was 3 years ago when the price of gas was $1.94 a gallon, and demand is lower than any time since 1997, what we're seeing is a huge spike in oil and gas prices. And I think, as you've indicated, what common sense kind of suggests, that if the answer is not supply and demand, we have more supply, less demand, that has everything to do with the fact that over 80% of the oil futures market is controlled not by people who actually use the oil, fuel dealers, truckers, airline companies, but it's controlled by Wall Street speculators led by Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley and other companies like that.
Well, it's not as if we haven't seen this movie before, Senator Sanders. Back in 2008, when oil was $147 a barrel, shortly after that, CBS's 60 Minutes did an expose saying it was the Goldman Sachs's and the J.P. Morgan Chase's and other big banks that control more oil than Exxon ever dreamed of, and they had these tankers going around in circles full of oil.
No, absolutely. And you know, in addition to that, you have companies like ExxonMobil themselves acknowledging and saying speculation is causing significant increases in the price of gas and oil. Interestingly enough, Goldman Sachs indicated that they thought that excessive speculation was rising the price at the pumping station about 56 cents for a gallon of gas. I think that's conservative. but you got the St. Louis Fed. So I think you got all kinds of groups and organizations and economists who now recognize that excessive speculation, that when 80% of the oil futures market is controlled by speculators, it is not a question of supply and demand. Now, your question, I think, is a good question. Where is the Congress? Why haven't we acted on it? Have we seen this movie before? And the answer is, yeah, we have. It's getting to be kind of boring. I can tell you that last week, about 10 of us met with Gary Gensler, who is the chairman of the agency that is supposed to deal with excessive speculation. It's called the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. And we had a long chat with him. I should also tell you that in the language of Dodd-Frank, the financial reform bill passed a couple of years ago, there were specific provisions telling the CFTC and Mr. Gensler that they had to end excessive speculation in oil. They haven't done it. And what this bill that we've introduced today is about is no longer giving them the option. It's telling them that they must use the emergency provisions that they have to end excessive speculation.
Well, we know from the previous commissioner, Commissioner Dunn, who was a Democrat appointed by George W. Bush, that he voted with the Republicans and that there was a cry for position. There's been a cry for position limits for some time to end this excessive speculation and allow these markets to function as they should be, which is for the end users of the product, not for the Wall Street speculators. He went on to become a lobbyist. I believe the Goldman Sachs have sued against special position limits. And Gensler comes from Goldman Sachs, although I'm told that he's not, that he's actually showing a little bit of concern for this consumer. What's your sense of it, Senator Sanders?
I don't see the sense of urgency in his office that there should be. Look, I come from a rural state, and many of the people in my state make 10, 12, 14 bucks an hour. They travel long distances to work in their cars, and when gas goes up to $4 a gallon, which is where it's going to in Vermont, that's just taking money that people don't have right out of their wallets. Furthermore, you know, as a nation, we are struggling to get out of this terrible recession. And high oil prices are making it that much more difficult. Do I believe that Mr. Gensler perceives this sense of urgency and is determined to do everything that he can to break up this excessive speculation? I don't see that. No, I don't. That's why this legislation is necessary.
And he has the power to act, and he's just simply not doing it.
He has, well, for a start, he was supposed to have acted 14 months ago, according to the language in Dodd-Frank. That's what he was told to do. He hasn't done that. Mm. But right now, of course, he has the power to, in a sense, declare an emergency, use his emergency powers, and to act forcefully. Is there an emergency? Yeah, I think there is an emergency. And it's an emergency when people who don't have the money are paying far more for gas than they should. It's an emergency when this struggling economy is trying to make some gains, and we're not doing it to the degree that we should because of high oil prices. So that's what I think he should do. I think he should use his emergency powers. I think he should go forward on aggressive position limits. I think he should go forward on margin requirements. And I think if you could do that, you can end the excessive speculation, and I suspect you're going to drive oil and gas prices down.
Well, Senator Sanders, there's no question that this is becoming a central political issue in this campaign year. And some time back, the Republican head of the House, John Boehner, said that gas prices could be a winning political issue for the Republicans in this election. And I'm just wondering, we understand the president in approving the at least the southern part of the Keystone XL pipeline is probably reacting to that kind of pressure. But is there a possibility that the Wall Street people who, according to the new cover article in the New Republic, why the hedge fund world loved Obama in 2008 and viscerally despise him today, indicates that they've turned against him? And if Gensler, who comes out of Goldman Sachs, and if Wall Street are profiting from the American people, gouging them every time they go to the gas pump, and this is hurting Obama and, I guess, by extension, the Democrats, is there any reason to feel that this has become a political issue in that conspiratorial sense that I'm suggesting?
Well, I don't see it that way. What I see is obviously high oil prices is something that the Republicans are going to want to blame Obama for. I think that's simply inaccurate. Their views were very different when oil prices went up under President Bush. What I do believe is that it is absolutely appropriate for the president to deal with the speculation issue. He's talked about it a little bit, but nowhere near to the degree that he should have. And I think he must be prepared to take on his Wall Street friends, who I gather no longer like him terribly much. But be that as it may, I mean, forget the politics of this thing. It makes no sense that oil prices are spiking, not because of supply and demand, but because of excessive speculation. You got to deal with that for the economy. You got to deal with that. And I think what the president has got to do is make sure that we act aggressively, make sure that Mr. Gensler understands the importance of this issue, and let's see if we can lower gas and oil prices.
But if the head of the CTFC, who's supposed to have oversight and supposed to be dealing with this, is sitting on his hands, and he's a Wall Streeter, what's the explanation? Is it just that they're making money?
I don't want to get personal with
right.
Mr. Gensler. I don't, you know.
Right.
As it happens, I put a hold on his nomination. I voted against him.
Right.
But, you know, I don't want to psychoanalyze the situation. Bottom line is, they've got to act. And if he doesn't act, maybe he shouldn't be in that position, period.
Well, just in closing, I wanted to touch on the Jobs Act, if I could, because I've had Simon Johnson on a couple of days ago screaming from the rooftop that it's the most colossal mistake of historical proportions. And Bill Black, the former prosecutor for the savings and loan disaster, says it's an open invitation for fraud. He called the act an atrocity. I know you're on the side trying to stop it. Where does it stand?
Where it stands is the Republicans in the House have passed it. The Democrats today brought forth an amendment to try to improve it. There's a goal to try to improve it. The $64 question is whether this piece of legislation can be improved in any significant degree to make it worthwhile. I have my serious doubts about that.
But my understanding is that those that could vote for amendments are required to get to the 60 threshold of the filibuster through threshold. And it's beginning to look like a device where those that object to it get to vote, but the vote's meaningless.
Yeah, that could be the case.
Well, I thank you for joining us here today, Senator Sanders.
Thank you very much.
Hello again, I'm Ian Masters, and I was just speaking then with Senator Bernie Sanders, who was elected to the United States Senate in 2006, representing Vermont after having served 16 years in the House of Representatives. He is the longest-serving independent member of Congress in American history, and today he and Senators Richard Blumenthal, Ben Cardin, Al Franken, and Amy Klobuchar held a press conference calling for an end to the Wall Street speculation driving up the price of gas. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back talking with the author of the cover article in the April issue of The New Republic, The Big Split, Why the Hedge Fund World Loved Obama in 2008 and Viscerally Despises Him Today.
Corny, they follow suit. Advanced, they will swallow truth. Hollow, shallow, ball of cute. A white shit, they in hot pursuit. Clones on phones, sniffed out drones. Never made they wrong. I know to make they wealth, they'll break they self. All paper, stand for paper. Music capers, love they haters. Desire to jealous, body lovers. Crying fronters, lies and cover-ups. Self-promoters, slippery slopers. Speculate, hella hate. Be full, steady eye.